Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays. What time is it? Oh, yeah, it's about 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley.
Then a Snickers.
One more time. It's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
That's right. The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
The FKOR back. Because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest collection of STD having trailer park trash the Rock has ever seen.
You all fat, neck bearded, mouth breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
Elimination Chamber tonight, in front of what promises to be a very hot Toronto crowd, around 30,000 or more, at the Rogers Center. Only 4 announced matches. How many were in Australia? Never mind. And Cody needs to decide what to do with his soul. Keep it with all of its adrenaline, or give it to The Rock. Now, I don't know about you, but as weird as The Rock thing is, other than that, nothing feels really all that compelling to me tonight. Nobody really has that Jey Uso kind of momentum, but we'll talk about that. Collision is live tonight. It is live in Oakland, California. Now, WWE PLEs invariably affect Collision's ratings. I expect tonight will be no exception. We'll preview that, but we'll see if AEW goes light because it's going up against a PLE, or it's going to go pedal to the metal and deliver another hot Collision, which Collision has been undoubtedly, undeniably on a roll. But, my friend Don Koss passed away. Pay tribute to him. And we'll talk about SmackDown. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Your balance. Wrestling Observer Live. That was an odd bumper. Kind of weird. Anyway, speaking of weird, Ricky Saints, who won the Defy World Heavyweight title 3 weeks ago, as Ricky Starks. Well, Ricky Saints, Starks, whatever you want to call him. He has relinquished the Defy World Heavyweight title. Now, I don't believe that was part of the plan. I don't believe that you have a champion like Kenta who holds the title for about 2 years, and then you have him drop it to someone who's going to leave for NXT in 3 weeks and never defend the title. Now, it is possible that publicly people may deny that, but, you know, people say a lot of things. Anyway, I don't want to speak for anyone, but never mind. So they're going to decide, Defy is going to decide a new champion at Defy Aftermath coming up Saturday, March 15th, with a Super 8, 8 by GP tournament, or 8 times GP tournament, 8x GP, I don't know how you say that, but there it is. Participants and matchups for the tournament have not yet been announced, but they will be soon. Again, another clue that perhaps this wasn't the plan. Saints only had a 3-week reign as champion. As I said, winning the belt from Kenta February 7th. We talked about it. And made no title defenses. He was released from his AEW contract February 10th. After several months of questions about his status, amid absences from AEW programming and just, like a day after being let out of his AEW contract, Saints debuted for WWE on NXT. And then, of course, his first match, the tag team match, which he won, happened on NXT this past Tuesday. So I had a friend who, you know, at Defy, they do VIP seating. Get a good seat at the show, usually regular seats, and you get to take a photo. You get a meet and greet with someone. Usually it's the visiting star who's there for Defy. In this case, Ricky Starks. Well, he was Ricky Starks then. Somebody was asking if, you know, he's going to come back and defend the title and or come back and fight again if he wins. Just have general questions about his future. And Ricky made some comment about how things had changed. Very interesting thing, something to that effect. So I don't know that if he shared that with anybody else or not. But anyway, Stark Saints said in this video, "Well, my reign and my time at Defy may have been short-lived. I hope and pray that the memories to come will long supersede that. So until next time, stay absolute." I don't know. Anyway, we shall see. I wish him the best. I mean, obviously he wants to be in WWE NXT, so perhaps he will, be more consistent there. I hope so. The Evolve, you know, it's going to have its own show, and they've made the announcement for the announced teams. Pete Rosenberg and Mr. Stone are going to be the announced team for the upcoming Evolve. Rosenberg fascinates me because he's obviously a WWE corporate shill. Obviously. But they always use him on things and make it sound like he's just a regular talk show host, even though he's on the payroll. And honestly, it's just fascinating how I don't really have an opinion on him. He's successful. Good for him. But I've yet to meet, like, anybody who's, like, passionate about that guy. People like Mr. Stone. He's been a great personality for a while. But I've never met anybody, or there's ever been any, like, major wave of fan support that I've ever seen for Pete Rosenberg. But maybe I'm just missing it somewhere. I could be wrong, but he's just such a shill. BJ Henning in the chat says, "Could it be the time for Defy to crown classic Cody Chun?" I love Cody Chun. I think he's great. I think you might have to build to that, but people love Cody Chun. Cody Chun in Defy. SmackDown last night, I thought it was fine. It just doesn't. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about how WWE has done a great job with maintaining talent and keeping them popular and hot and money-making, even though some have been there 10, 15, or more years. But right now, it just doesn't feel like anybody in the Elimination Chambers, well, anybody could win in both the men's and women's Elimination Chamber matches. It doesn't feel like anybody has that Jey Uso momentum. It just feels like everyone is just kind of there. And everybody could win, but they're going to need some booking to heat them up before we get to WrestleMania. And I don't know that you really want that for WrestleMania. And it also feels like everybody's kind of been there. Or seems very unlikely for a WrestleMania opponent. But again, I could be... But I, you know, even Dave Meltzer said WWE is so hot. And the package, the brand, is so hot. It really doesn't even matter. They could literally stick anybody in there and it would be fine. Because you're going to have stars. You're going to have, you know, people want to see the Yeet WrestleMania and other things. It's going to be in Las Vegas. That is definitely a draw. That's appealing. So in many ways, it just kind of shows the example how interchangeable many of these WWE superstars are. That you can plug anybody in WWE, at least for now, is going to be fine. But we'll talk about how, as weird as it is, as weird as the whole Rock and Soul thing, the Rock and Soul connection is, it's kind of the only thing Elimination Chamber. Talk about that next year. Bye. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It is Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, SmackDown. You know, it was a show before pay-per-view. Last show before Elimination Chamber, but it kind of didn't feel like that. It just kind of felt like a show. I mean, it's sort of built, but I don't know. It just kind of felt a little flat. But it wasn't a bad show, I don't think. It opened up with Trish Stratus coming in the ring, talking about Toronto and all the memories that she had there, and talked about people who grew up with a poster on the wall. The one of her on all fours was there. Did they do the, was that a poster when she was barking like a dog? Is that, I didn't know, was that, or is there another poster where she was on all, I don't know. I was not buying wrestling posters. I can't say. I don't know. Anyway, so she was talking about all of that. Showed her kids. It was the first time she and her kids, were going to be old enough to see her wrestle. And it was very sweet, very poignant. You know, Trish, look, and by the way, she looks amazing. She looks, forget DDP yoga. I want Trish Stratus yoga. That's what I want. Because whatever she's doing, boy, that's working. I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, Tiffany Stratton came out. They're both wearing Maple Leafs jerseys. Tiffany said Tiffy. Trisha said Trishy. And they're buddies. And they threw them out to the crowd. A bunch of thirsty guys fought over grabbing the jerseys. A little weird. But anyway, out comes Chelsea Green and Piper Niven, who is dressed as a Mountie. Stratton challenged Green to a match tonight. And Chelsea was like, no. And she said, Nick Aldis doesn't want it. And they said, well, look, if Nick wants it, send a ref to the ring right now. Sure enough, ref comes to the ring. We got ourselves a match. Not a very long match. Started during the commercial break. We come back for commercial. It was already going on. Nia Jax and Candice LeRae come out, and the match breaks down. Tiffy did a moonsault from the ring post to the floor onto Green and Niven, and they didn't really do a good job catching her. But Tiffany won by disqualification. A lot of people do not do a good job of catching Tiffany Stratton. Piper, Viper Piper Do-Right, yes, Dudley Do-Right. She definitely was the Mountie. She's handsome, she's brave, she's strong. I hope that, you know, I tweeted this or posted this last night on Blue Sky, but Piper Niven is a very talented wrestler, and I'd like to see her do something. I think that, I don't know that it's in the cards, but you never know when lightning can strike, but she's a very talented young woman. Backstage, Solo Sikoa told Jacob Fatu that last week with the super kick was an accident. Solo said he wants Fatu to bring home the U.S. title, and he'll do what he can to show Jacob that he loves him. Also backstage, Cody was in his dressing room, his backstage area, and he had this whole huge spread of food in his dressing room to show him what can happen if he becomes The Rock's corporate champion. R-Truth was impressed with the spread. And Truth kind of helped himself and asked if He said, next time, ask Rock for some jelly rolls. They're having a U.S. title tournament tonight instead of a match with Nakamura at L.A. Knight. They said it was because so many people claimed to be the number one contender, but I'm wondering if it wasn't because Nakamura's saddened and grieving by the death of Osamu Nishimura, who was his friend and mentor. So that's certainly understandable. It's good that, you know, that he got some time off for that. Jacob Fatu defeated Andrade to advance in the U.S. title tournament. Very good match. Had footage from earlier today. Street Profits confronting Nick Aldis and Legado de Fantasma entered the shot, the camera shot, and said, so tonight it's going to be the Street Profits versus Los Garza. Now, the match didn't really take place as Gargano and Ciampa attacked the Street Profits on their way to the ring. And eventually, every men's tag team came out and it ended in a big brawl. And of course, the tag team division it's heating up, I guess. It's just kind of funny. You've got the go-home show, and this was only the only big brawl on the show. You'd think there'd be a tag team match tonight, but there's nothing on the books, so maybe they'll add one, but it just seemed odd. Anyway, finally, they cut to Drew McIntyre backstage. Cody comes up, and Drew says he doesn't know what he'd do if it was him and Cody's position regarding The Rock. Drew told Cody that The Rock will find out that Cody actually sold his soul a long time ago. You know, it's interesting how, what is it? Bet Online, I think it's the name of the site, pulled the men's elimination chamber off the books because there was so much late money coming in on Drew McIntyre. And the belief is that it could have come from WWE. And if that's the case, this promo does make some sense. Anyway, they played a Cena Elimination Chamber video, but Drew McIntyre interrupted it on his way walking to the ring, called Cena a hypocrite as he sat down cross-legged on the commentary table. Damian Priest comes out. Priest talks about how he cashed in the Money in the Bank because of Drew's obsession, his weird obsession, he said, with CM Punk. Seth Rollins' music hits. He's wearing what looks like a shrunken down jacket and these big red down pants. He says no one stands a chance against him at Elimination Chamber. Punk's music hits. And while Drew and Damian are obsessed with him, Punk says he's obsessed with having his WrestleMania main event. Everybody rips on Seth's outfit. And after telling us that he wasn't here tonight, John Cena's music hits. Psych! It's Logan Paul. He's doing the you can't see me bit. Logan Paul insults everyone. And it finally ends when Paul talks about when he slapped Punk. He's going to slap Punk again. And Punk goes, oh yeah, why don't you do it now? And Punk comes out and chased Paul backstage. And that ends that segment. LA Knight advanced in the U.S. title tournament when he pinned Santos Escobar. Escobar came off the top rope and Knight caught Santos with a BFT. It's kind of a cool spot, kind of that Randy Orton RKO spot. Sami Zayn was in the ring. He went back and forth with Kevin Owens, who was by satellite. He was in the ring at the Rogers Center, the home of the Elimination Chamber today. And they just kind of went back and forth. I mean, this is a fine match for Toronto in Canada. But this just kind of feels like filler. Like you can always heat up Sami Zayn. You can always heat up Kevin Owens. But it does feel a little soon. And to be honest, I'm still waiting for the return of Randy Orton. Dave says it's going to happen in March. So, hey, what's the date today? Well, March 1st. Backstage, Carmelo Hayes told The Miz to stay backstage. He can handle this match himself. Carmelo defeated Braun Strowman by DQ after Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga interfered for some reason. Tama Tonga ran ringside. Solo hit Strowman in the back with a chair. Strowman took the chair and hit Sikoa. Strowman then threw Tonga over the commentary table. Now back in the ring, Melo had the chair and he did the Eddie Guerrero spot. He hit the chair on the ground, made a noise, threw the chair to Strowman. Strowman caught it. Melo fell down. Ref called for the bell and DQ'd Strowman. After the match, Strowman powerbombed Tonga in the middle of the ring. Roxanne Perez, Liv Morgan, and Raquel Rodriguez defeated Bayley, Bianca Belair, and Naomi. Roxanne pinned Bayley with the Pop Rocks, that flipping sunset flip. It kind of snaps down. Bayley was kind of in position for it for maybe a couple of seconds. Too long, but it is what it is. After the match, Perez pointed at the Mania sign. Alexa Bliss popped up. Gave Perez Sister Abigail deep spirits longer than Sister Abigail. We'll wrap up the rest of the show. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley. Talking about SmackDown. Backstage, Charlotte Flair told Byron Saxton that, well, Tiffy and Trishy are a cute tag team. They're going to have a bigger problem once the smoke clears, and that problem is Charlotte Flair. They did a Nakamura vignette. He'll be ready for whomever the number one contender for his U.S. title turns out to be. On the way to the ring, Jacob Fatu said the U.S. title is coming home to him. He said, hit my music. Well, the U.S. title may be coming home to him, but not this time. L.A. Knight became the official number one contender to the U.S. title when he pinned Carmelo Hayes. Now, right at the end, Melo hit nothing but net, and Fatu broke up the pin and hit the moonsault on Melo. But Knight pulled Fatu out of the ring, covered Hayes to steal the pin. Even the announcers made mention of how Jacob Fatu did all the work, and LA Knight stole it from him. Now, we came back from commercial, and in the ring, Michael Cole and Cody Rhodes come to the ring. And Michael Cole interviewed Cody. Rhodes said he was conflicted, and Cole put over how if he was The Rock's champion, he'd barely have to wrestle. Wouldn't have to work events in small towns. He could get rid of his bus and be home more with his wife and daughter. And then Cole said there was a special gift for Cody. And out drives a big pickup with the Cody logo on the side. It drove right into the entranceway. Then they played a video from The Rock in front of a similar truck. And he made a special white weight belt with the words Cody Soul embroidered on the back. And also underneath the date that Dusty Rhodes passed away. I don't know. Cody Soul, maybe he wants to trade it for some pogs. Remember Elf? He's back in pog form. Rock says he wants Cody to wants to embrace Rock. Rock wants to embrace him as his champion. Rock said, I love you, brother. Rock's video ended. Cody looked conflicted as the credits ran to end the show. Now, after SmackDown went off the air, Rhodes addressed the live crowd and was in the process of giving away his weight belt. A different one, you know, the one he always gives away. When Solo Sikoa attacked, Sikoa initially got the upper hand. And then he rolled out of the ring to grab a chair. When he turned around, Rhodes countered with a super kick, followed up with a crossroads to send Solo out of the ring and the crowd home happy. Rhodes celebrated as his music played to, again, send the crowd home happy. I don't know about this whole soul thing. It kind of feels like when the Million Dollar Man offered Hulk Hogan all that money for the WWF title. You could help all these Hulkamaniacs with their medical bills, all this stuff. It feels like something that Cody's not going to accept. And make no mistake, I think there's pretty even money that somebody is going to get whipped with that weight belt tonight. I don't know if it's going to be The Rock, probably Cody in his suit, but somebody is getting some lashes with that weight belt that says Cody's Soul. I don't know if it's going to be The Rock because Forbes is out with the highest paid actors of 2024. Number 5, Hugh Jackman with $50 million, $66 million gross. Jerry Seinfeld, $60 million, $70 million gross. Kevin Hart, $81 million, $108 million gross. Number two, Ryan Reynolds, $85 million with $100 million gross. And number one, Dwayne Johnson, $88 million, $103 million gross. You know, that's one of the reasons it's going to be hard to get The Rock to wrestle. We shall see. Anyway, you know, it just feels like for all this Elimination Chamber talk, I mean, you got Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. Again, always going to be good, but, you know, we've seen it. Trish Stratus and Tiffany Stratton versus Nia Jax, Candice LeRae, a feel-good moment for Canadian Trish Stratus, legend Trish Stratus. And then through two elimination matches. You've got the women, Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Naomi, Liv Morgan, Bayley, Roxanne Perez. In theory, all of them could win. I don't know that any one of them is particularly hotter than the other. Of course, a lot of people believe it'll be Bianca, and somehow the Jade injury will play into it. Maybe Bianca will be the one who injured Jade, and that'll make Bianca the heel against Rhea Ripley. Alexa Bliss, she's new. She could be hot. It really, in theory, could be anybody. But again, no one feels like they have any particular momentum. I think same thing for the men's match. I mean, John Cena's going for his last world title. It's his last run. In that regard, he's got momentum, but I mean, it's not like John Cena's blown anybody away as far as his in-ring work goes. But you got John Cena, CM Punk, Seth Rollins, Drew, Jake Paul, and Damian Priest. Logan Paul and Damian Priest. It just feels like, I mean, if there's something to do with Paul Heyman and his promise to CM Punk, that could be compelling. Or if Drew McIntyre is the one who becomes Rock's corporate champion to take out Cody, maybe that could be interesting. You save money in the bank for John Cena, but it's going to take some booking to build up some interest in really any of these people. You know, I'm not saying anybody's cold. They're not. But unlike Jey Uso, nobody has that extra steam, that built-in momentum on them. But like I said, it's just interesting. So we shall see what happens. AEW Collision tonight, live in Oakland. I think the PLE will have a big effect on ratings. It almost always does. Although things have been strong as far as matches and momentum when it comes to Collision in general. We'll have an update on Tony Storm, TNT Championship match, Daniel Garcia versus Adam Cole. Fans will hear from Kenny Omega, FTR versus Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly. It promises to be a great match. And Powerhouse Hobbs and Bandido versus Big Bill and Brian Keith. I wanted to mention, just this week, kind of sad, that a longtime announcer for Portland Wrestling, Don Koss, passed away. And Don was the announcer for Portland Wrestling Television from 1982, after longtime announcer Frank Bonema passed away, until 1991. Promotion Don Owen folded and went off TV. He was also the announcer for Sandy Bars, Championship Wrestling, USA, and seemingly most every other company that tried to start in Portland between 1991 and about 2006. And where Frank Bonomo was very reserved, very low-key, sort of like the Garrison Keillor of pro wrestling announcers. And Frank Bonomo always kind of knew what was going on. He could be surprised, but he rarely, you know, played the fool, kind of like Vince McMahon did. Well, Don Koss was a little bit the opposite in his style. He could be a little too excitable, a little too emotion. And he also sometimes seemed to not always know what was happening, know the names of basic moves. A lot of things were body slams. As a kid, I remember being frustrated with Don Koss, particularly in 1985 with the Don Owen 60th anniversary show, the anniversary of his family promoting wrestling for 60 years. Matter of fact, it's 100 years this year. And the Road Warriors were really beginning their peak run. You know, probably second hottest act in the country behind Hulk Hogan. And Don, calling the match, got their names back. He called Animal Hawk and Hawk Animal. I mean, they were super hot at the time. You should have known that. It's kind of like getting Hulk Hogan's name wrong or confusing him in a tag team match with Paul Orndorff or something. You know, the Road Warriors, again, you know, you put them on a card, you could draw 10, 15,000 people. They were getting to be red hot. Now, Don Koss, I worked with him a couple of times. Once in, I guess, probably 2000, for the reincarnation of Portland Wrestling that was on TV in Portland. And then another time in the incarnation for Portland Wrestling that happened in 2005, I think it was. Now, when I met Don, I expected him to be like he was on the air. You know, kind of look clueless, I guess to put it. But apparently, I got worked. Because Don was nothing like he was on the air. He was well-spoken, very aware, mild-mannered, a professional, a complete gentleman. And I was like, wow. And he was the nicest guy. He was a salesperson. He owned a lot of Spanish programming radio stations in Oregon State, in Portland and in Medford and down where there's a lot of agriculture. And he was a great businessman and really kind of carved out a whole niche for himself. But he understood sales. He understood marketing. And he was just a very smart, shrewd man, and I will miss Don Koss, and I am lucky for having known him. Rest in peace, Don Koss. One of the it's Jim Valley, it's Wrestling Observer Live. Stand by. Middle finger up to my
commendation. Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the lawsuit that Nick Nemeth filed last week after the show, or made public last week after the show. Look, if it was, it just says so many goofy things, like calling CM Punk Tony's hero. And saying that Tony was such a failure at everything, that everything he touched was a disaster, that his father spun him off to get him out of his hair and gave him, you know, AEW. Look, if there were things in there, in the lawsuit, that could prove these claims, that would be one thing. But it's just, I guess we live in a world where you have meme stocks and meme Bitcoins, meme coins, and just meme everything. That I guess now we have meme lawsuits. And look, there were some allegations in there. But when it's wrapped in this ridiculousness, can I take that seriously? What parts do I take seriously? And what parts do I not take seriously? It hurts the credibility of the lawsuit. Yeah, there were even wrong dates in there. That should have been checked. I don't know who wrote it. Look, I'm sure it popped a lot of people who have grifter podcasts and a lot of people who listen to the grifter podcast, but you're not going to get a settlement or win a suit by popping those people. You need to convince a judge or a jury or whatever the situation is. And that's just... it's just not going to happen. Had it been serious and brought up serious issues, I'd talk about it. But it's, yeah, maybe it's Lionel Hutz. I'll talk to you next week. Enjoy Elimination Chamber. Enjoy Collision. And we'll talk next time. Jim Valley, always back because of the fans. Wrestling Observer.